Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. A couple of minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. A couple big stories today. Braves just dreadful last night offensively. Chris Sale was obviously really good, but just a frustrating one last night. They're at it again today, actually leading early 1-0. Third inning. We'll keep you updated there. Get back into a couple of different Falcons conversations. Randy was telling me some interesting stuff about Darnell Mooney in the break, which we'll get to in about 20 minutes. Yeah. You're not going to believe it.
I can't believe it.
And then an AMA at 140 as well. Any question? Lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well.
Dude, how is Boone when it's time to go to the vet? Does he know?
No, I mean, no. We don't tell him. Well, he knows when we get there.
Yeah, but, like, Nico knows.
Like, before you even leave the house.
Yes, no. Because what happened was, because, like, he's big, and so she can't get him in the car.
Yeah, he's a
he'll
very big
He'll prop down. Yeah. But when I'm there, Nico, he'll get up, and he'll get in the car. But when he's, like, we weren't going to the vet, but we were going by the vet. And I'm assuming when he saw where we were going, the direction, dude, this dude was, like, he was in the back of the truck just I was like, hold on, what's wrong? And I had no clue. And so you have to take a right past the vet to where we were going. And I take the right, and Nico just loses it.
Yeah, so to answer your question, very similar.
Yeah, he just starts barking. I'm like, what the hell did y'all do to my damn dog?
Have they done they haven't done that yet?
No. Okay. No, he's not one of them.
Okay.
But I don't know, that's why I was just curious, is Boone like that?
Yeah. Now – But
Boone knows what y'all did.
Well,
to him.
We had to switch vets.
Yeah. Oh.
We had to switch vets because it got so bad. Now we also moved, but we switched vets before we moved.
Right.
It got so bad that he would, you know, I mean, he would fight with every ounce of his being after he used to not mind it.
Right.
And then one time we took him there.
Yeah, I took him there and he came back missing.
He used to love those things, man.
Right.
Those were like his favorite.
Yeah.
He would lick them. Anyway, you know, they're rather flexible, whatever. Right, but they took them away from him, and, he was furious. He was furious at me for weeks.
Yes, I remember that.
He was, like, less mad at her. He was like, you know, you have them too.
Right, right.
When are you getting yours removed?
Right.
I was like, probably never.
Right.
But so we took him to a different one, and it was good for the most part. But then I think he had to get, like, he had hurt his paw pad or something. So they had to actually do something to him there, and since then he really hates it. Now the good thing is ours is really off the beaten path,
right.
So we really never go by it.
Uh-huh.
But if you ever go near it, same thing. Total freak
yesterday
out.
Yesterday I was just going by it, and he lost it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell? And I looked, I was like, what the hell they do to you over there, buddy? Because he's so big, I'm going to have to start taking him because she can't.
He's
too big for her to lift him up in the car. Okay, I was just curious if it was just my dog that when you ride by the vet, he loses his freaking mind.
Nope.
All right, okay.
Then there's the flip side of that, of places that we go where he gets so excited that he almost can't contain himself.
Right.
Like when we drive to North Carolina and we turn that last turn down to my in-law's house, right, to Jim and Julie's house. He loves being there so much because he loves Julie. I think because she has a real high-pitched voice, maybe. Right. And she's very sweet, too.
Yes,
but I think her voice really he likes. And then he can run around. They got a big backyard that he can run around. So when we turn down that road, he goes nuts like he won the lottery.
Right.
Like, he loves it so much. So there's the good side of it, too.
Okay.
Maybe Nico will have a place when you take him there. He'll get excited
about
it.
But he don't like riding that way. Oh, hold on.
Who likes going to the doctor? Nobody does.
Did I read this right? Okay, the Chicago White Sox, they announced that Jerry Reinsdorf, the longtime owner, and Justin Ishba have reached a long-term investment agreement that establishes a framework for how Ishba will obtain the future controlling interest in the White Sox.
Am I making the assumption right that Ishbia is related to the other one, Phoenix Suns guy?
I'm going to assume.
Is it spelled the same?
I'm going to assume, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to assume. As part of the agreement, Ishbia will make capital infusions into the White Sox as a limited partner in 2025, 26, and then he will eventually become – oh, okay. So Reinsdorf is finally going to kind of back away a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's I mean, that's good,
yes.
Right? Jerry Reinsdorf not owning the Chicago White Sox fully can really only be good news for White Sox fans.
Yes.
You do then probably have to think to yourself a little bit like, well, the Suns era is not going great.
But he's spending the money, though.
He's spending the
money. Reinsdorf won't spend any money.
That's true. He's spending the money. Yes. And in baseball, because it's such a different financial system than basketball and football, like, spending money tends to work at least a little bit. Like, at least you're going to be relevant and not the worst team in baseball history like the White Sox were last year. Did you hear what Matt Ishbia said, the Suns owner, given everything that's happened with this run? Did you hear what he said?
No.
He said, I'm going to be more involved.
Oh, no, he said, did not.
The problem I had is I hired too many basketball people and took my hands off the wheel. I thought he was the most involved. He seems like he was way too involved in the process. Not how he sees it. He said he didn't think he had enough control. He thinks things went the way they went the last couple of years because he didn't take over enough.
Oh, my God.
So,
what a dork. And, you know, I didn't realize this. Like, whatever his company is, a mortgage, whatever, he's like one of the biggest mortgage companies, just whatever, whatever. And he was like in competition with Dan Gilbert and kind of leaped over him. And so, like, him and Dan don't blank with each other. Like,
oh, right, just from business?
But it's personal.
Right.
You remember when he got approved to be the Ishba to buy the Suns?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Gilbert was the only owner who said no.
And like, not because he doesn't think he'll be a good owner, but just because he surpassed him in the business realm.
Like, they
which,
don't,
of course.
They don't blank with each other. Like, Ishbia said some slick stuff about Dan, and I don't know, they said when it was time for them to vote for him to be the owner of the Suns, everybody was there. Except for him.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert said, no.
Nah, he's costing me money, man. Man took over money.
Oh,
I know, it's shocking.
What the hell's going on?
I'm just
going
to ignore it because I think if we ignore it, then it'll continue.
What, you know?
If you acknowledge it and look at it, then maybe it'll stop.
Damn.
Yeah, it's good.
Braves are scoring runs.
I don't know how they're doing it. It's a miracle. You know, you get the one game per series, you know?
It was game two.
It was. Normally it was game two. They waited until game three in this series. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
He came in and struck Harris out last inning. That was the first batter he faced. Now he's going to try to get him to end the ball game. 1-2. He got him. Frustration.
This is so last night.
That's so yesterday.
I'm so past that.
You know?
Considering they got 5 runs up right now.
Yeah, I think
so. Can we just not talk about that?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
He didn't strike out his first attempt. I mean, look at this crap.
Yeah, look at this. But this is what we talked about. This is also frustrating. Because that's the thing about when your team's not doing good, even when they do good, it's frustrating.
Back to back freaking.
It's very frustrating.
They had 3 doubles in his inning, Andy.
I see that. This is why over the course of this 12-game stretch where they're 3-9, they're scoring as many runs as they're giving up.
Yes.
Because they lose all the games they lose 2-1 and 3-2.
Yes.
And then they have the one random game where they win 6-0 or 7-1 and make up the difference. I mean, they're still, I believe, I'm pretty sure I'm right about this, they're still like a plus 15 run differential for the year.
Who?
The Braves are. And they're 6 games under 500.
They're plus 15?
15, yeah.
Damn.
Which is not great.
I know, but I'm saying, I didn't think anything about this team was plus.
Yeah.
But I think
plus 7, okay.
Okay,
plus
but
seven.
I think the crazy
thing. They'll be plus 15 by the end of the day today, probably.
I'm assuming because Austin Riley just just had a couple RBIs, and now he leads the team. But as bad as Michael's been, he was leading the team in RBI still.
Yep.
Yeah, which was crazy. But I'm sure now Austin is ahead of that pace. But, yeah, that's a frustrating thing because, you know, this team is a bat-driven team. They just are. And so, I mean, yesterday Chris Sale, I mean, you were joking. Like, where would they be if they didn't make that trade?
Screwed.
They'd be blanked out.
They'd be blanked screwed. Out. We talked about it last week. I think Chris Sale in his almost 50 starts now as a Brave is 15 games over 500.
Yep.
Even with losses like last night. Because like this, I think this year actually, as good as he's been, they're under 500 in games that he starts.
Yes.
Because they just don't score any runs when he starts. They were like 16 games over 500 or 17 games over 500 in games that he started last year. In that course of time, they're only like 10 games over 500 as a team, and it's probably even worse than that now because the numbers have changed pretty drastically since we had that conversation last week. Yeah, they'd be a sub-500 team if they didn't have Chris Sale.
Yes.
And Vaughn Grissom would be playing left field.
Yes.
Which also would probably be bad.
And that's why I don't
it's get, not about whatever. Who, you know, you got why, Alex Verdugo playing left field now, so it's not like it's good.
That's why I just, you know, I just keep it pushing when it comes to these damn, oh, you need to, because what prospect that was a big-time prospect that is no longer on this baseball team should have been left fielder? Well, they can just put him out of left field.
Right.
They just put him out of left field. They just put him out of left field. Like, no.
There haven't been any.
There haven't been any. There have been any. And I like Vaughn Grissom. And hopefully he does well. Does he still play for the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he with the big club?
Hasn't played this year. Believe he's hurt.
Okay. Well, I mean.
Believe he's hurt.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he's hurt.
Drake Baldwin.
I think
Drake Baldwin.
From the minors.
Drake Baldwin can play in left field. No, he can't.
Nah.
No, he can't.
He can't.
He's a catcher. Damn good one.
Yeah.
Gotten better every he's passed damn near every test. And he's, I mean, but.
One of the things we were keeping an eye on with the news of the week that Ozuna's dealing with a hip tear was kind of since it happened, what's he look like?
Right.
He had that. He hit the ball real hard late in the game in game one, but not hard enough to get past the center fielder. He's 1-for-2 today with a couple RBIs, so he's still pulling his weight,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, yeah. Even with the injury, he's still one of the 3 or 4 best hitters that the Braves have in the lineup. So, because it was some, like, brief thought after the. After he told reporters that he was hurt and then Anthopoulos talked about it, maybe if it didn't go well, maybe you shut him down for a couple weeks and let Baldwin DH when he's not catching. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Was it Goddard? I think Brandon Goddard was on with Du Bois. Mm-hmm. He said he's been dealing about a month.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Grant told us yesterday it was back to the Toronto series.
Because that was the biggest thing we were trying to figure out was when did this injury happen and how much longer and all those things. And so, yeah, about a month ago he's been dealing with his injury. So, I mean, he's been there. You know, and he's still, like you said, he's an effective player,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I know we keep talking about Michael Harris and all these things, but, and you mentioned it earlier in the show, if everybody else was doing more, this Michael thing wouldn't be, I don't think it's glaring.
No, that's true, but Michael's one of the guys
that's
supposed to be doing
more. You're right.
You know, like Michael Harris is not in the same category as Alex Verdugo or Nick Allen. Like those are guys that are here now and probably won't be. Later. Harris is the future.
Yes.
You know, and has been the past as well. Like he's been really good. So I don't know. Then they have days like today in them where after three innings.
What did Joe just say? Offensive onslaught, Andy.
Yeah, they're going bonkers.
They're going
bonkers.
That's what
Randy called it the other day.
5 damn runs.
Now they got 6. And I'll say this. You're allowed to score more. 6 is good.
I mean, hell. They've been scoring 1.
I know.
All
right. I'm just saying like.
Hell, I would have took 2.
I know. Last night I would have took 2.
Yeah.
I would have took 3. Don't let this game get close, though, you know? Don't have us driving home in an hour being like, oh, it's 6-5 now? Great. Don't make this one of those one-run games.
Yeah, man.
Just keep adding on.
Is this a big headline right here? I love this headline here. Steven Adams is an unrestricted free agent. Big possibility he can be lured to a playoff team like the Lakers.
I'll take him.
Yeah, maybe like 10 years ago, Steven Adams.
I still take him.
You take Steven Adams?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't want him to start for my team.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't want
Isn't
him to
he
start.
Like 28? 29?
Steven Adams? The Kiwi?
Yeah. I think he's like maybe not that young. I think he's like shockingly young, though.
Really?
31.
31?
Yeah. Really?
31.
Because he feels like he's 36, 37,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah, again, I'll take him. Like, that's a great dude to have in your locker room. That's a. This is like exactly what the Hawks haven't had forever.
It's Ivan.
Yeah, he'll fight you and get some rebounds and he's not going to have he's not going to cause any problems, and it'd probably be a fun interview. We had a good time talking to Patty Mills.
Hell yeah, we did, mate.
And Stephen Adams from New Zealand, yeah. Close to Australia.
Mate. He found that team? He didn't play on the national team, did he?
Who?
Steve Adams.
I don't know. Does New Zealand have a national team?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He was, you know, I'm thinking of Australia. Yeah, he's Australian, right?
No, Stephen Adams from New Zealand.
Why do I think he's from Australia?
They're close to
yeah,
each other.
That. Okay.
Accents are similar.
That's when you said Patty Mills. That's why I was like,
yeah.
He wasn't on a damn Australian team.
No, because he's not Australian.
Exactly.
He's from New Zealand.
And we had a fun interview with Patty Mills. That made me assume that he was Australian.
I'm just saying they're kind of like close in proximity.
Is New Zealand
so maybe
people
some...
not Australian, Andy?
No, they're not. They're different countries.
I understand that, but they sound alike.
Pretty similar.
So they're easy to get confused.
Oh, yeah. You can confuse them easily.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Easily.
So I was going to get that one in,
Dan. Yeah, no. Easy mistake. Common mistake. We'll come back and tell you some great news about Darnell Mooney. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.